Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, February 19th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, David Caldwell with Senior Center Resources and Public Transportation of Hunt County, and also Francis Dalby of the Hunt County United Way. Birthdays, the astronomer Copernicus, born this day in 1473.
Before Nicolaus Copernicus, virtually everyone believed the Earth was the center of the universe. In the early 1500s, Copernicus proved them wrong.
Copernicus was the father of modern astronomy. Through his observations, he showed that the Earth revolved and the heavens were stationary rather than the other way around. It greatly simplified our knowledge and our understanding of the universe.
Soul singer and songwriter Smokey Robinson is 74 today. Novelist Amy Tan is 62. On this day in history, it seems about once a month or so, we're marking the anniversary of one of Thomas Edison's inventions. This time it's the phonograph, patented by Edison on this day in 1878.
The first words I spoke in the original phonograph, a little piece of practical poetry. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
In 1945, 30,000 U.S. Marines land on the Pacific island of Iwo Jima, marking the start of one of the costliest battles of World War II.
Iwo Jima, Japanese citadel 625 miles from Tokyo. An invaluable base for consistent bombing of Japan. Iwo Jima, 8 square miles of volcanic ash, now the target of a United States Marine attack on the island's eastern beaches.
At the top of the charts in 1945, the effervescent Andrews Sisters and rum and Coca-Cola.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time, drinking rum and Coca-Cola.
Bet you didn't know the lyrics written by Maury Amsterdam, Buddy Sorrell, on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
For the Yankee Dollar, oh beat it man, beat it.
On the KETR events calendar, make your reservations to see the University Playhouse production of Exit Pursued by a Bear. The show will be presented in the Studio Theater through Saturday at 8 p.m. with a matinee performance on Sunday at 3 p.m. The play contains language and situations that are not suitable for children. Make reservations by calling 903-886-5900. 903-886-5900. Exit Pursued by a Bear, this week through Sunday in the University Playhouse at A&M Commerce. Our thought for the day, it is impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default. Thank you, J.K. Rowling. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Francis Dalby with the Hunt County United Way and David Caldwell with Senior Center Resources and Public Transportation of Hunt County. We're going to be talking with David and Francis this morning about something that is not perhaps as well known as the home-delivered meals that his organization does, but this is public transportation for Hunt County, and I bet a lot of people don't know that we have public transportation in Hunt County.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. A lot of individuals assume that all of the transportation that we provide is for the elderly and disabled. They don't realize that it's for anyone and everyone who needs transportation from point A to point B.
Not at all just for elderly people. Now, you were saying this is curb-to-curb service, meaning that you pick up people at their home and you take them to their destination.
That's correct. Whatever, if they need to be picked up at home and taken to work, to school, we have individuals that utilize the service to come over here to the college.
Is that
education.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So grocery shopping?
Grocery shopping. Anything that you would need a private vehicle for, this service is available for.
Now, how does this differ other than the fact that these folks are not paying by the mile or what have you? How does it differ from a taxi service?
Because we try to group our trips together. And by grouping these trips together, what that allows us to do, it allows us to move the masses rather than on an individual basis. And with a taxi cab, generally, you're the only one in the vehicle. With our system, you may be on the bus with four or five up to another 18 individuals.
And now, again, this is for basically anyone who needs it. You don't have a qualifying circumstance for people to meet for
no,
this.
Sir. No, sir. Just depending on the fare structure would be the only thing that would determine a classification or authorization type situation. For example, the public transportation system, the fares for the trips are $2 each way within the city limits and $3 within the county. The elderly and disabled transportation is for individuals that are elderly or disabled, elderly being defined as anyone over the age of 60, that need to go to a destination that is essential for survival, is the way I like to define that. That's grocery shopping, that's the pharmacy, that's hospitals, doctor's visits, and things along those lines. So anything that is necessary for survival, that those are the different fare structures mm-hmm. are on a donation basis.
I see, but this is not a free service. There is a small fee involved in the trips.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Well, how many people are you serving, would you say, per week or per month?
So we serve around 5,000 trips per month, and we operate from 7 in the morning till 7 at night. And so we keep around 13 buses on the road at any given time throughout the county.
That's 6 days a week, right, David?
On Saturdays, we are currently only operating for medical trips only. But for the general public, it is 5 days a week, with the hopes of expanding in the near future to 6 days a week.
We're talking with David Caldwell with Senior Center Resources and Public Transportation. Also, Francis Dalby with the United Way is sitting in with us. You do get some state and federal funding for
this?
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir, we do. We receive funding through the FTA as well as through Texas Department of Transportation.
Now, this is not a volunteer operation, is it? You have staff that serve as drivers.
Yes, sir, that is correct. All of our in our transportation division, everything are paid staff members.
And about how many folks then does that require?
Currently, our transportation system utilizes approximately 20 to 25 individuals at any given time.
Hmm. You were saying that for a good example of a trip might be a veteran who needs to go to the Veterans Hospital in Bonham.
Yes, sir. That is one of the programs that we offer. We're working and coordinating with the Veterans Associations within Hunt County and trying to get a regular schedule going up to the Bonham VA and to the other locations in which veterans need to access. And so, for example, in Fort Worth and over at the Dallas sites.
Mm-hmm. And you have some kind of cooperative agreement with other counties that have similar service?
Yes, sir. We coordinate with the other counties within our area in the assistance of providing those trips to those individuals to make it the most efficient and effective transportation as we can.
Do you have a mixture of cars and vans or what?
We have a mixture in our fleet from the size of vehicles that we offer. All of our vehicles for our transportation program are ADA accessible, which means every one of those vehicles can handle a wheelchair that are wheelchair-equipped vehicles.
And as we said, that you're getting some state and federal funding, but obviously the United Way also plays a big role in making this happen.
Oh, yes. The United Way is very, very supportive to our organization. And without them, I know for a fact our services would decrease. So it's very, very important that we receive the funding from them.
Okay, good. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Very interesting program. And I bet a lot of people aren't aware of it.
So, well, thank you for having me.
Good. David Caldwell with Senior Center Resources and Public Transportation of Hunt County and Francis Dalby of the Hunt County United Way. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.